Good morning. Pastor Chris Meltzer, Gilead Baptist Church. Coming to you today with no green screen background, just my house. It's early morning. You can see out the window here. It's still dark. It's about 4:38 right now. And the Lord has blessed us with yet another day. The sun has not come up yet, but I do have a feeling it's going to be coming up quite shortly. I wanted to give you this thought this morning as we're starting our day. I was here this morning. I've got a routine that I go through before I leave the house every morning. And just while here, I was actually texting back and forth with my mom a little while ago. We started talking about 3:30 this morning. And so I was checking in on her to see how she's doing today. And I was wondering, while she's in the place she's in right now and where I'm at here in my house, I got to wondering, and I was talking to the Lord as I was doing some things, and I thought, Lord, I'm so glad that I'm not the only one thinking about her this morning. I'm not the only one thinking about even you this morning. I don't know who you are that's going to be seeing this today. I know there's a few of our church folks that tune into these and listen and watch, and I'm so thankful for those, but most of the folks who watch these, I'll never be able to meet. I'll never see, I'll never know them, but I want you to know I'm thinking about you. And that doesn't mean a whole lot. It doesn't carry a whole lot of weight, I guess we could say. But there is something that does carry some weight, and I hope that it means something to you today, and it's found in Psalms. I just want to read, or in the book of Psalm, I want to read two verses to you, and maybe it'll bring a smile to your face or just a little bit of light in your eyes today. But Psalm chapter 40, verse number 5, it says, "Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." Think about that for a moment. He's saying, God, when I think about you thinking about me, the thoughts that you're thinking can't even be reckoned, can't even be numbered. What's going on in your mind can't even be enumerated. And it goes on to say that I would declare and speak of them. I just want to declare to you this morning, I just want to tell you this morning, God's thinking about you. Wherever you're at, wherever you're watching this, doesn't matter what part of the world, doesn't matter what time of day it is. If it's morning for me. I don't know what it is for you. And it may not even be today. You may be seeing this 2, 3, 5, 10 years from now. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this will be posted as long as I'm ever alive and able to have an internet or anything type of posting. I don't know when you're watching this. It doesn't matter when. This is what would be considered transgenerational, from the next generation and the next generation. God right now is thinking about you. You're not by yourself today. It's not just me thinking about you. And I hope that brings you some comfort that there's a preacher in East Tennessee that's thinking about you and praying about the folks who might be tuning into this. And I hope that means something to you. But more importantly, I hope you know that God is thinking about you. And that means a whole lot more than this preacher thinking about you. I know we can get lost sometimes in our own thoughts, in our own minds, in our own heads. And we get so focused on the things around us. Maybe feel like we're out walking in the field by ourselves, but God has never left our side. And even more than that, He sits and just thinks about you. I hope that you're thinking about Him today. I'm glad you tuned in with us. Grace and peace to you from Gilead Baptist Church.